Today, as we continue with our theme, Living Out of Your Recreated Spirit, I believe this is the most important thing you need to know and understand if you want to enjoy the victory that Jesus secured for you. You must learn how to live out of your recreated spirit. If we were going to take a title for today's message, I would call it The Kingdom of God is Within Your Recreated Spirit. When you are born again, God put His power, His victory, His love, His joy, His peace, His patience, His health, His prosperity. He put it all. He put everything in you in abundance. Once you're born again, the rest of your Christian life is learning how to manifest in the physical realm what is already real in the spiritual realm, what already exists in your recreated spirit. Manifesting in the physical realm what already exists in your recreated spirit is called living out of your recreated spirit. You may want to write that down. I'll say it again. Manifesting in the physical realm what already exists in your recreated spirit is called living out of your recreated spirit. God's word and your recreated spirit represent the spiritual realm. What you can see, feel, hear, taste, and smell represent the physical realm. The spiritual battle is between the physical realm, what your five senses are telling you, and the spiritual realm, what the Word of God and what already exists in your recreated spirit are telling you. The ultimate outcome of living out of your recreated spirit is experiencing what is already real in the spiritual realm, the power, the victory, the love, the joy, the peace, the prosperity, the health, experiencing all the benefits of your salvation in the physical realm of your life. From the day we're born physically, listen, from the day we're born physically, we're programmed to think solely according to our five physical senses. That's what dominates our lives. Information that comes in through the five physical senses. But once we're born again, once we place our faith in Christ and confess Jesus as Lord, now we have to change our thinking, and we have to start thinking according to what is real in our recreated spirit, and we have to start thinking according to the Word of God. The Word of God is a mirror of your recreated spirit. God's Word tells you what already exists in your recreated spirit. That's why Jesus said in John 4 and verse 23 and 24, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The word spirit in these two verses refers to your recreated spirit, and the word truth refers to the Word of God. As a new creation, you must now relate to God based on what the Word of God says about your recreated spirit. You must relate to God spirit to spirit. Why? Because the part of you that is changed at the new birth is your spirit, not your soul and not your body. This is confirmed in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 17. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. That's why God relates to you spirit to spirit. Because your recreated, listen, because your recreated spirit is now identical to Jesus. I said, because your recreated spirit is now identical to Jesus. That's shouting ground, folks. Your recreated spirit is as right with God as Jesus Himself. So we must worship God according to our recreated spirit and based on the Word of God. The first phrase in Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ is in you, and if Christ is in you, the word if indicates an opportunity to make a decision. The word if is an opportunity for you to make a decision. How many know and believe that Christ is in you? I will challenge the hands that have gone up and say, yes, every hand that went up knows that Christ is in you. But I must challenge you when I said, do you know and believe? Because once you believe that Christ is in you, then there's no problem manifesting in the physical realm what's already real and what already exists in your recreated spirit. Why? Because your recreated spirit is identical to Jesus. This is where the foundation of your confidence should come from so you can effectively live out of your recreated spirit. Pastor Jim, what is the foundation that my confidence to live in victory, where should it come from? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 and 27 says, the mystery is as follows. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 6 and verse 4 says, the glory of the Father raised Jesus from the dead. And now Christ in you is the hope of glory. The glory of God is the manifestation of the presence and power of God in your life. You see the progression? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glory of God raised Jesus from the dead. That glory is now in you in the person of Jesus Christ. Your spirit is identical to Jesus Christ. And now, the glory is the manifestation of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in your life. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, reading from the New Living Translation. So all of us who have had the veil removed, how many are born again today? Can I see your hands? I hope you know what that means. I hope you can say, yes, I'm born again. I have a new spirit filled with the life and nature of God. Those who have placed their faith in Christ and confessed Jesus as Lord can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. We can see it. What's that word see mean? You can manifest in the physical realm. God says you can see the glory of God. You can see the manifestation of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You can see the manifestation of the power, the victory, the love, the joy, the peace, the health, and the prosperity that already exists in your recreated spirit. You can see it in the physical realm of your life. That's what this verse is saying. Amen. And you can reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Here's our question for today. How do we become more and more like Jesus? Answer, by manifesting in the physical realm what already exists in our recreated spirits. How do you become more and more like Jesus? By manifesting in the physical realm what already exists, what's already real in your recreated spirit. Sweeping statement now. Jesus's entire life and ministry on the earth was a demonstration of how to live out of your recreated spirit by manifesting the benefits of your salvation in the physical realm of your life. Throughout Jesus' entire earth walk, He demonstrated how to live free from the bondage of the sense realm. Have you got your Bibles there open to Mark chapter 1? Did I tell you to go to Mark chapter 1 yet? I'm telling you now. Mark chapter 1, what we're going to do today is we're going to look at some examples of how Jesus demonstrated how to live free from the bondage of the five physical senses. We're going to look at some examples of how Jesus showed us how to live out of our recreated spirits. You in Mark chapter 1? Let's pick it up in verse 14 and 15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In Mark 1:15, Jesus states the mission of his ministry. The mission of Jesus' ministry is as follows. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Luke 17:21 says the kingdom of God is within you. In other words, the kingdom of God is within your recreated spirit. Say this after me. The kingdom of God lives within my recreated spirit. The rest of your Christian life is learning how to manifest in the physical realm the kingdom benefits that already exist in your recreated spirit. Now look at that word repent in verse 15. Repent means to change one's mind or purpose. It means to think differently. It means to change your way of thinking. From the day we're born physically, we're programmed to think according to our five physical senses. But when we get born again spiritually, now it's time to start thinking according to our recreated spirit. It's time to start thinking according to the Word of God. The Word of God is a mirror, a reflection of what's already real in your recreated spirit. We've got to change our thinking. This is what Jesus said. Repent. Change your way of thinking. Why? Because during his entire earth walk, Jesus manifested in the physical realm the kingdom of God that exists within your recreated spirit. As we look at these examples from Mark's gospel, I'm going to put two sentences on the screen. The first sentence says this: throughout Jesus' entire earth walk, he demonstrated how to live free from the bondage of the sense realm. During his entire earth walk, Jesus manifested in the physical realm the kingdom of God that exists within your recreated spirit. Let's see if we can prove these two statements in the Gospel of Mark today. You're in Mark chapter 1. Now let's go down to verse 21. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What new doctrine is this?" In other words, what kind of teaching is going on in that church? What were they amazed at? For with authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. Let me tell you what's happening here. The people were amazed. Why? Because Jesus Christ began to manifest in the physical realm what already was real in your recreated spirit. What's real in your recreated spirit? The kingdom of God. His mission was, "I'm going to show you how to operate the kingdom of God here on the earth so that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven." "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," Jesus said. What's going to be done? He's going to manifest the kingdom of God on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen. That's why we got to change our thinking. That's why we have to repent. He preached a new message of authority. So, does that portion of Scripture confirm our two statements? Certainly, if you're bound by a demon, you're in bondage to the sense realm. Statement number one confirmed. The man was free, delivered, and healed. Does it confirm statement number two? The kingdom benefits of healing and deliverance were manifested in the physical realm. How many of you have ever had a fever? Can I see your hands? How many would agree that a fever keeps you in bondage to the sense realm? What's the sense realm? How you feel. Now let's take a look at what Jesus did in the presence of a fever. You're still in Mark chapter 1. We're just going to continue reading with verse number 29. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her. at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her and she served them. Now here's the question. When you have a fever, do you react to it or do you respond to it? I probably call somebody up and say, I don't feel good. Can you bring me some chicken soup and go to the pharmacy and get me some medicine for my fever? That's called reacting to the sense realm, ladies and gentlemen. What did Jesus do? He rebuked it. What did Jesus do? He demonstrated how to live free from the bondage of the senses. What did Jesus do? What's one of the kingdom benefits that exists in your recreated spirit? Healing and health. Jesus Christ manifested in the physical realm the kingdom benefit of healing and living in divine health. That's real in your recreated spirit. You've got to learn how to respond to the sense realm with the Word of God. That's what Jesus did. Check mark number two. Let's keep going. We could be here till 4 o'clock because Mark's gospel has 16 chapters. I picked Mark's gospel, by the way, because it's the shortest one. We're not going through the whole thing like this, but we are going to continue. Chapter 1, verse 40. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Let's look at another one. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now I want you to look at a couple things here. Jesus had compassion on him. Was that a demonstration of a kingdom benefit in the physical realm? The love of God. When you believe the love that God has for you personally, his protection and provision become real in your life. Compassion is what? Compassion is a demonstration of the love of God. Does the love of God live in your recreated spirit? Yes. Did Jesus demonstrate a kingdom benefit called walking in love here in this portion of Scripture? Yes, he did. But here's what compassion does that sympathy and empathy do not do. Isn't it amazing that Jesus didn't say, oh, you poor leper. Oh, you poor thing. Does that feel better now? He didn't do that. That's called sympathy. And maybe empathy if you're in the same pot wallowing in the same mire. Compassion meets the needs of the people with the Word of God. So Jesus demonstrates he manifested in the physical realm the love of the Father, didn't he? Toward this man who was a leper. And he met his need with the Word of God. You say, I don't see where it says he met the need with the Word of God. He rebuked. How do you respond to the needs of the people with the Word of God? You speak to their situation. That's how Jesus did it. Now the other thing we see in this portion of Scripture is healing the will of God? The leper comes to Jesus and says, if you are willing, you can make me whole. And Jesus said, let me comfort you and let's figure out what God is trying to teach you. And you must have done something really, really bad in your childhood to be stricken with this leprosy. He didn't say any of that. He said, I am willing. And he stretched forth his hand and said, be cleansed. Bang! The manifestation of a kingdom benefit. Healing are manifested in the physical realm. Jesus demonstrated how to be free from the bondage of the senses. And you can too. Why? Romans 8:10. If Christ is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Jesus forgives and heals a paralytic. Do you see there that in chapter 2? Mark chapter 2, verse 1. I'm not going to read the whole passage. And again, he entered Capernaum for some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he sympathized with the people. Look at your Bible. And he did what? He preached the word to them. Compassion is meeting the needs of the people with the word of God. Compassion is meeting the needs of the people with the word of God. This is what he was doing. He was preaching. And then the men who heard his teaching said, wait a minute. He's talking about how to live out of your recreated spirit. Jesus is talking about manifesting in the physical realm the kingdom benefits that already exist in your recreated spirit. Pastor Jim, where do you get that? We must continue to read the portion. They couldn't get in, so they let the man down through the roof. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Now, I don't know what they were saying, but let me give you a little idea of what they were saying. You can't do that around here. Don't you know that we're in bondage to our 5 physical senses? Don't you know that all Christianity is having your sins forgiven so one day you can spend your eternity in heaven with God instead of in hell with the devil? But in the meantime, you've got to stay here and suffer with sickness and disease and poverty and lack and depression, etc., etc., etc. That's what the scribes, I bet, were saying. Don't you know you can't manifest in the physical realm what's already real in your recreated spirit? Verse 8. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves. You know what that says? They are totally dominated by the sense realm. Totally dominated by the 5 physical senses. Isn't it the truth? Somebody shout or something. Let me know you haven't gone home. I mean, this is awesome. This is awesome. Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? What is easier to say to a paralyzed man? Your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But they, you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic. He said to the paralytic. He said to the paralytic. He's getting ready to confess God's word. He's getting ready to speak God's word. How do you manifest in the physical realm what's already real in your recreated spirit? You've got to confess God's word. You've got to begin to say the same thing about you and your recreated spirit that God's word says about your recreated spirit. The word of God is a mirror and a reflection of what's already real in your recreated spirit. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, which is easy to say, your sins are forgiven, or arise, take a bed and walk. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, what is easier to manifest in the physical realm, salvation or healing? Salvation and healing are one and the same. Salvation and healing are one and the same. Do you see it? Salvation and healing are one and the same. That's why we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Why do we celebrate the Lord's Supper? What are we celebrating when we celebrate the Lord's Supper? The bread represents the healing, and the cup represents salvation. Healing and salvation. Salvation and healing, one and the same. Isn't it great? Isn't it beautiful? He took our sins, but he also took our sicknesses and diseases. Okay, does that story confirm our 2 statements on the screen? Of course it does. If you're paralyzed, you're bound to the sense realm. But you know what Jesus did? He manifested in the physical realm the kingdom benefit of health that already exists in your recreated spirit. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, they asked him, let's cross over to the other side. Did Jesus say, let's go halfway and sink? Amazing. God's word says something, and we listen to what somebody else has to say about the matter. And that's called being double-minded, folks. And a double-minded man will receive nothing. Jesus said, let's cross over to the other side. He didn't say, let's go halfway and sink. Amen. Oh, that tickles me. Now, when they had left the multitude, took him along in the boat, and there were other little boats, and then they went out into the sea, and I'll paraphrase it for you. No, you stay with me. Verse 39, and he was in the stern, verse 37, and a great windstorm arose and beat on the boat, and so that it was already filling. The waves come into the boat, and it was filling up with water. And then verse 38, but he was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher or master, do you not care that we're perishing? He's already gone through a whole dissertation about God being their father, them being the father's child, and the protection and provision belonging to them, and they have the audacity to say, carest thou not that we're perishing? I thought you said that our father was going to protect us. I guess not. What are they doing? They're reacting to the sense realm. They're reacting to the sense realm. I said they're reacting to the sense realm, not responding to the sense realm with the word of God. I wonder what Jesus did. Get your life jacket on. Call ashore and get us another boat out here. We're going to all drown. I wonder if they had life jackets in those days. Sometimes the conveniences of Western society build our unbelief, not our faith. Amen. Can anyone say amen? When you go over to some jungle somewhere and some tribe or some group of people is sick, you're not going down to the Walgreens pharmacy to get the answer, ladies and gentlemen. You better be ready to meet their needs with the Word of God, just like Jesus did. Okay, so what did he do? Man the lifeboats, gentlemen. Get your life jacket on. Now, verse 39. Then he arose and, boy, he's doing a lot of this rebuking and speaking business. He's doing an awful lot of it. Jesus, what do you got to confess God's word all the time for? What do you got to keep speaking the word for? What are you part of that name it and claim it group? What are you part of that blab it and grab it gang? What do you got to keep speaking God's word for? What are you going to keep confessing God's word for? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. What is one of the most wonderful attributes in your recreated spirit? Peace. What's the third fruit of a recreated spirit in Galatians 5 and 22? Love, joy, peace. That's right. Peace, love, joy, and peace. Peace, be still. And what happened? And the waves got bigger and they drowned in the sea. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, here's the kicker right here. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Here's the challenge that you will face when attempting to live out of your recreated spirit. The challenge you're going to face when attempting to live out of your recreated spirit is a challenge to react in fear to your circumstances or respond in faith to your circumstances with the Word of God. The disciples, oh, if only I could have the faith of the disciples. I don't want the faith of the disciples. You wanted the faith of the disciples? No. What can this be? That even the wind and the sea obey him. In Luke 17, verse 5 and 6, the apostles came and said, Jesus, increase our faith. And he said to them, if you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and cast into the sea, it would obey you. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's guaranteeing that the Word of God will obey your words. Okay, let's go to, how about Mark chapter 5? Let me ask you another question. Did the story about the wind and waves confirm our two statements? Sure did. That story confirmed that we can live free from the bondage of the sense realm. That story confirmed that we can manifest the peace in our recreated spirits into the physical realm of our life, didn't it? It confirmed it. Jesus said, "Peace, be still," and it was calm. Hallelujah. Okay, how about chapter 5, verse 21? A girl restored to life and a woman healed. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. So he's on his way to Jairus' house, right? Now a certain woman comes along. She has a problem, right? She suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all her money and was no better but grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only my touch is closed, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Is this confirming our two statements? Feeling is a product of the sense realm. The five senses include feeling, don't they? So the manifestation in the physical realm, she felt better. Healing manifested in the physical realm, didn't it? It happened right here. Now, isn't it wonderful that Jesus healed this woman? If only Jesus would walk through that door, oh, I would be made whole. Because after all, Jesus healed this woman, didn't he? Would you look at verse 34 with me? And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." What made her well? Her faith. Her faith made her well. What makes us sick? If faith makes us well, fear could make us sick. I just wonder how many people go sit in front of the doctor and get their report. When they get the test results back, and they sit across from that table and they say, "We have some bad news for you. You have a terminal disease." Question, what's the first emotion that leaps into that person's mind? Fear. I just wonder if the condition even existed before that doctor spoke it into existence. Jesus did the exact thing. He said, fear produces these results, faith produces these results. And you don't have to be bound to information that comes to you through your five physical senses. You don't have to be bound by what you can see or how you feel. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so the woman's faith made her well. Did that confirm our two statements? Yes, it did. Now he's going to get to the house of the ruler, Jairus. He's going to get to the house now, isn't he? While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, oh my goodness, I wonder when that little girl died. And when Jesus heard them say, "She's dead." As soon as Jesus heard the word that they spoke, he reacted to the situation and said, "It's okay. Everything will be fine. God evidently needed another flower in heaven." Nonsense. I said nonsense. God must have needed another angel. What did Jesus say? Jesus did not react to the sense realm. He responded to the circumstances by speaking the word of God. Didn't he? Confirming our two statements again. What did Jesus say? Get rid of the fear and get on the faith train, baby. Don't be afraid, only believe. Get connected with the source of power. How do you connect to the source of power? You live by faith. Now watch this. Jesus called death fear. They came from the ruler's house and said, don't bother him anymore. She's dead. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. He called death fear. Jesus called death fear. Wow! Fear produces death. We learned this in part 3, didn't we? You remember Romans chapter 8 and verse 6? If you're carnally minded, to be carnally minded leads to death. For to be spiritually minded leads to life and peace. Amen. Did you forget part 3 already? Don't worry. The CDs are back there. We know the rest of the story, don't we? But let me just paraphrase the rest of the story. He gets to the house. They're all crying and weeping, right? You can read it along. This is the paraphrase. They're all crying and weeping. And you know what Jesus had to do? Because they had such great faith. Oh, brother. The story says he put them all out of the house. He said, why don't you, with the supernatural faith, step outside? The people were crying. Oh, don't bother him. She's dead. Oh, brother. Full of fear, full of unbelief. He said, I think it might be best if the unbelief stepped outside at this time, because we're getting ready to raise the dead, baby. Jesus is getting ready to manifest in the physical realm what's already real in your recreated spirit, the resurrection life of God Almighty. Hallelujah. You got to be at least half excited as I am. It's awesome. Compassion meets the needs of the people with the word of God. It cannot fail. The word cannot fail. It's so awesome. So then he raised the girl from the dead, didn't he? Okay, we got time for one more. Last story. Mark chapter 6, feeding the 5,000. You thought everything that Jesus did had to do in the areas of healing and deliverance. Because so far that's pretty much what we've talked about, true? Healing and deliverance. But if you don't feel good and you're in bondage, then it's pretty hard to go out and make a living, isn't it? So if you're sick, it's hard to go out and make a living. So indirectly, he's talking about finances too. But in this story, we're going to see directly that he also, Jesus also demonstrated in the physical realm how to manifest prosperity and abundance. What verse does it start in? Mark 6, verse 32. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves. Interesting. The disciples evidently went out and did something. The disciples came to Jesus and told him everything that they what? Had done. And everything that they had taught. Because they knew that faith for anything comes by hearing what the Word of God says about anything. So they had to teach the Word first, so that the faith could be built up in the people. Everywhere Jesus went, he taught. The cure for unbelief is to be taught the Word of God. So we have the disciples that also manifested in the physical realm, the kingdom benefits, don't we? And we know what awesome faith they had. I said, we know what awesome faith they had. Get the life jackets. If they can do it, you can do it. They weren't even born again. I said, they weren't even born again. Y'all born again. They didn't have the life and nature of God living in them. You do. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 31. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him. They arrived before them and came together to him. Watch verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them. He's demonstrating the love again, isn't he? He said, you know, these people probably are pretty tired. Their stomachs may even be rubbing up against their backbone at this point. Let's see what it says. Verse 34. And Jesus, when they came out, saw a great multitude. He was moved with compassion to them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to, what's the cure, ladies and gentlemen? What's the cure? He began to do what to them? Sympathize, empathize, bellyache, gripe, and complain with them. Because they were tired and hungry. No, he didn't do that. He began to teach them. Because if you want a miracle in your life, then faith receives that miracle into your life. Fear and unbelief stop that miracle from manifesting in your life. Amen. So he taught them, didn't he? He began teaching them. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and asked, this is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread so that they have something to eat. Verse 37, but Jesus answered and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? Should we go and buy 200 denarii of bread and give them something to eat? Two questions must challenge the casual reader of the scripture at this point. Number one, how much cash is 200 denarii? That's number one. How much money is it going to take? And number two, I don't know how much it is, but evidently Jesus had the money. Jesus was poor, wasn't he? I said Jesus was poor, wasn't he? That's what religion will have you believe, that he was poor. So let's answer the first question. How much is 200 denarii? Anyone have an NIV Bible? And the NIV Bible says it's equivalent to 8 months' wages. 8 months of wages. I don't know what the average salary is per month for a worker in America. Is it 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000? I don't know. Let's just say it's 5,000 a month. What's 5,000 times 8 months? 40,000. So Jesus had at least $40,000 cash on him. That's a lot of money. He had $40,000 on him. In today's, you know what I'm saying. Because if the disciples said, should we take $40,000 and go buy some bread to feed all these people? Why would they make such a stupid statement if Jesus didn't have the 40 grand to give them? He had the money to give them. They had the money, and it was equivalent to 8 months of wages. Now, Jesus answered and said to them, give them something to eat. And they said to them, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, five and two fish. Then he commanded them to make them all sit in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in ranks in hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them. And the two fish he divided among them all. Verse 42. So they starved and died of starvation. No. So they all ate and were filled. They fed 5,000 men plus women and children, didn't they? Probably about 20,000 people. They fed them all. Here's what's interesting. Does this story confirm our two statements on the screen? Sure does. They weren't bound by the bondage of the sense realm, were they? What did Jesus manifest? He manifested the prosperity and abundance, the kingdom benefit of prosperity and abundance that already exists in your recreated spirit, that's already real. Hallelujah! That's already real in your recreated spirit. Closing statements now. Throughout Jesus' entire earth walk, he demonstrated how to live free from the bondage of the sense realm. True or false? True. During his entire earth walk, Jesus manifested in the physical realm the kingdom of God that exists within your recreated spirit. True or false? True. Closing comments now. You have unlimited potential, but it's all in the spirit. It's all in your recreated spirit. The kingdom of God is within your recreated spirit, and the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, is waiting to assist you in manifesting the kingdom of God and all its benefits in the physical realm of your life. Amen. Amen. That's exactly what Jesus did while he was on the earth. He demonstrated how you can live out of your recreated spirit. He proved that a human being could live above the bondage of the sense realm. Jesus proved that a human being could live free from the realm of the five physical senses. And because you're in Christ and because Christ is in you, you can live free from the bondage of your five physical senses. You can live out of your recreated spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Then so be it. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we give you praise for your word. Your word tells us and shows us what already exists in our recreated spirits. Your word tells us and shows us all of the kingdom benefits that we can enjoy in every area of our lives because we're in Christ Jesus, because we've placed our faith in Christ, because we've confessed Jesus as Lord, because we're born again, we're brand new people spiritually. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we give you praise. Holy Spirit, seal the revelation of God's word into every heart. May it overflow into every mind. Holy Spirit, thank you for manifesting in the physical realm of our lives everything that already exists within our recreated spirits. Holy Spirit, thank you for transforming our lives with the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.